It's Window Nation's semi-annual sale, and it's a big deal. Right now, get 50% off all windows along with no interest for 5 years plus bonus savings when you schedule a consult today. If your windows leak, get foggy or hot, or you're paying high utility bills, that's a big deal. With Window Nation's semi-annual sale, you can replace your windows and save a big deal too. Schedule a no-obligation in-home estimate now. Call 866-90-NATION or visit windownation.com.
Knowing how to speak and understand a new language can be an invaluable tool when traveling, meeting new friends, or just even to master a new skill. But it's not always simple when you're bogged down by textbooks and structure classes. That's why so many people trust Rosetta Stone. Rosetta Stone is the most trusted language learning program, available on desktop or as an app. It truly immerses you in the language you want to learn, like Spanish, French, Italian, Chinese, and more. You won't just be studying English translations. The Rosetta Stone intuitive process helps you pick up a language naturally, first with words, then phrases, then sentences. Don't put off learning that language. There's no better time than right now to get started. For a very limited time, listeners can get Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. Visit rosettastone.com/rs10. That's 50% off unlimited access to 25 language courses for the rest of your life. Redeem your 50% off at rosettastone.com/rs10 today.
Hey, I'm Brett Podolsky, co-founder of The Farmer's Dog. We make fresh food for dogs. We started the company when we saw what a huge difference it made in my own dog, Jada, when she stopped eating ultra-processed kibble and started eating fresh, whole food. The Farmer's Dog food isn't fancy. It's just real food delivered to your door in pre-portioned packs. It's better for them and easier for you.
Get 50% off your first box at thefarmersdog.com/podcast. That's thefarmersdog.com/podcast.
With some uncertainty, but this team just looks absolutely locked in. And I'll say it right from the jump. We welcome what will be a future NFL Hall of Famer back with another season with the Birds, the great Jason Kelce. Jason, how you doing, bud?
Doing good. Thanks for having me, Joe.
How you feeling, Jason? I mean, this is about to get real again. How do you feel?
Yeah, it's exciting. You know, the first few days of camp, it's just fun to be around everybody again. You get to see a lot of faces. You've kind of, everybody's gone their own way for about a month, and you get to see everybody back. You know what's in store, what's ahead of you. So, I think everybody's excited right now. Ask me in a couple of weeks. I think everybody will be ready for the season to get here. But as of right now, excitement is in the air.
So, Jason, let's just get to this, and you've addressed it, but let's get one more time before this season. Why are you playing another year? You clearly could have retired. You chose not to. Why are you back?
Yeah, I just wanted to keep playing. You know, the more I talk to older guys, and, you know, you got to be reminded of it after every season. But, you know, once you decide to stop, it's over. It's done. And, you know, I think if most of the guys have told me that, you know, if you want to keep going and you want to keep playing, if there's any inkling of that, then just keep doing it until you can't do it anymore. And, talk to my wife a lot. And, she echoed those same sentiments. You know, you don't want to stop this thing before you're ready to call quits.
Do you think you might have chosen different if you had won the Super Bowl?
Yeah, I mean, I've been asked that a lot, and it's hard to, know where I'd be at from a headspace perspective if we had won the game. But I do know that losing the game definitely puts it puts a different mindset in your head, one that I did not know how bad that would feel. My brother tried to warn me, and I didn't heed his advice. But I think, I don't know. I don't know how to answer it because I don't know where I'd be at. I think that it shouldn't, and I tried to not have that play a factor in this decision. But, you know, does playing another year is a part of that because we lost the Super Bowl, maybe.
Well, one more question on this topic. I've never thought of this until you just answered that question that way. Did you enter the Super Bowl with the thought in your mind that it might be your last game?
Yeah, but, you know, quite frankly, I've entered games the last 3 or 4 years with that same thought.
Yeah.
You know, I remember I was in tears maybe 3 years ago. We had a last game of the year at the Link. I forget who we were playing, but I was like, you know, is this going to be my last game?
The Washington
ever?
Game, 2020?
Yeah. Is this going to be the last game I ever play in an Eagles uniform? So, I think,
Is that part of what you, Carson, and Zach Ertz discussed? Because I remember you three were on the field a long time after that game. Was that part of that discussion?
Yeah, we knew that it was going to look really different the next year. We knew that all three of us were probably not going to be back. I didn't know what I was going to do. And, you know, I think that the writing was on the wall, that there was going to be a lot of change. And, we had been through a lot together. And, you know, a lot of success, a lot of downs, but ultimately, you know, you go out there and play with guys and you earn respect and admiration for others that you're with. And I think Carson was the one who said he had some whiskey and, you know, you want to go outside. I was like, hey, let's have some fun.
Let's talk about football this season, Jason. What did you work on? What are you focused on being better at this year, 2023, than you were in 2022?
You know, I think a lot of the corrections that I've been focused on are things that I think teams adjusted to the second half of the season in the Super Bowl. Like little things, you know, you're always trying to stay ahead of what defenses are going to try and do to you or how they're going to adjust. And, you know, I think you think a lot about, you know, where did we get, you know, did I put our team in a disadvantage that could have been prevented, right, from a blocking assignment standpoint. And I think that you think about certain games and certain plays and defensive coordinators, what did they do? They did these things. Okay, how can we adjust? How can I be prepared to make a call to put us in better situations? So a lot of that. You know, I think another big part of it is, you know, we have a new right guard in, whoever that's going to be. And a lot of it is, you know, maintaining communication and trying to get that guy situated, whoever that ends up being, into the starting role. Because it's a unit, you know, it's never, you know, Stout says all the time, no man is an island, you must draw your strength from others. Offensive line, one of the beauties of that position is, you know, it's only as good as, you know, its weakest link, or it's only as good as the all five guys work together. So we're trying to iron out those continuity things, and we'll be doing it all training camp, but I look forward to that.
Let's talk about the that right guard spot. Having played yourself at 280, 285,
yeah.
How big a difference does it make for a right guard to be 300 pounds versus 315 pounds versus 330 pounds? How much does that really matter?
Weight's a big deal. You know, it's there's a reason why a lot of teams have minimum weights and they won't pick guys lower than them. They have maximum weights. And, you know, it's, you know, what is it? Richie, you might be able to help me out, but mass times velocity equals, or mass times acceleration equals what? Power?
Yes.
Force. See, I always mess it up. Ooh. And my eighth grade physics teacher in high school always messes with me because I mess that up. But
just remember, though, and I say this all the time to John, yeah. He only got into Stanford because of football. You know.
I wasn't there for
come
physics,
on now.
That's for sure. Yeah.
All right. Well, yeah, the weight definitely plays a role. And, you know, I think especially at guard, you know, those guys' job is a position of power. They're setting the point on all the double teams. They're required to move people. You're required to set the depth of the pocket and pass pro. It is a job where you have to be able to set points, right? And I think that for weight can help you do that. Strength can also help you do that. Quickness and beating the guy to the spot can also help you do that. And I've seen a lot of guards play at under 315 and play extremely well. A lot of it comes down to, you know, how strong is the guy? How explosive is the guy? What are the traits he's going to use to get the job done? I think Cam, who is obviously an undersized guard, has a lot of intriguing attributes. He's got longer arms than people, I think, realize, you know, 33 and a half inch arms, which are plenty long to play guard. Really, really good feet, quick. I mean, in the weight room, probably the strongest per pound guy I've been around in a long time. So there's some really, really intriguing attributes. And, you know, it's going to be interesting to see how he utilizes those to his advantage and, you know, how it looks out here in training camp. He's going to get a good feel out there right away with Fletcher Cox and some guys that have been doing it for a while, and it'll be fun. Yeah.
It's interesting. You as an offensive lineman, your goal is to protect your quarterback, to encapsulate him as best you can, fend off harm as best you can. But in this offense, he's in harm's way an awful lot.
Yeah.
Beyond providing just great pass protection, what's the best way to keep Jalen healthy in this offense? And is that a constant source of worry for a guy like yourself?
Well, you know, I think for me, it's not, I try to not get involved too much with how many carries he's getting a game or how many attempts he's getting or how many hits he's taking. But it's certainly something that's very, very focused on by the staff as a whole. You know, I think that, you know, we want to obviously take advantage of the advantages that Jalen Hurts has, right? You know, to not run him at all would be a disservice to the team and to himself and to the things that he brings to the table. But I think that there are ways that you can do it that are one, advantageous for the offense, but also two, do it in a pretty safe way. I think that there's a good medium that we've towed quite a bit, and I think that they're going to continue to do that.
Jason, especially because he can pass so effectively.
Yeah.
See, two and 3 years ago, I would not have made the case for running Jalen less. But, mm-hmm. you know, I've talked to – I mean, Jaws has told me it's too many hits. Herm Edwards told us the other day it's too many hits.
Yeah.
You know, my thing is trust him more to run a more pro-style offense, not because he's not phenomenal at the other thing, but, you know, you're trying to go 20 games. If you're Jalen Hurts, you're trying to go 15 years.
Yeah.
And if I'm Nick Sirianni, I'm of the mindset to change the offense a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, you know, and I think the problem is that, you know, what Jalen does on his legs opens up so many other things, you know, and there's a way to do it, I believe, while making him run less but still making the defense respect that.
The threat.
Yes, and I think that, you know, old school offensive coaches, you know, you got to get more under center. We're doing too many gun runs. Well, all of these gun runs make the backers respect, you know, either the RPO or the quarterback keep or all of these things that they can't just run downhill and fill the gap right now. And you saw that in the San Francisco game. You know, you saw these unbelievable linebackers that play so fast and offensive linemen can't get their hands on them. And all of a sudden they're neutralized because in the gun, they got to be worried about run pass option. They got to be worried about play action, all these things that they can't necessarily get a beat on. And there are a lot of advantages to doing what we do with Jalen and the type of offense that we do with his skill set. And I think that it'd be a disservice to him to stop doing all of that and to go to a more pro style offense. That being said, though, I think there's ways to scheme things up and to do things that can virtually assure an outcome. You know what I mean? It might be a read, but you know if you get in this formation, this coverage, these things, mm-hmm. what's going to happen with the ball 9 times out of 10. And there's ways to do that. And there's also ways to, you know, even if you do keep the ball, just get down, avoid hits. And I think that's another option with this whole thing as well is, you know, let's try and reduce hits and be smart at the same time.
It's interesting. He's saying that you can stack the deck so that basically our worry has been that defenses can just stay one step ahead, just like we have been staying one step ahead of them.
Yeah.
And that this season with all that tape, they can go back and look and know how to basically instruct our offense to do what they want it to do.
Yeah. And I think that, you know, we're both going to be trying to do the same thing.
Yes.
You know, I think that's one of the chess match is happening.
Yes.
They're going to be – I mean, if I'm a defensive coordinator, especially in the division playing early on, I'm going to try and have Jalen run the ball as much as possible, right?
And try to drive his shoulder into the ground and knock him out for a month. I mean, that's the idea.
Yeah. Yeah. I think –
precisely.
Know,
yeah.
Without being said, yes. I think that that's what they would hope. I think that, you know, we saw that, you know, what was it, Chip Kelly's third year with Sam Bradford. You know, Terrell Suggs in preseason just took a running shot and hit him. And we stopped doing reads altogether, and it really neutralized a lot of what we did. You know, I think that's always a constant threat. And I do think that there's ways to scheme things up and to try and figure out ways to get to some of these things that are so advantageous and make the defense respect them, but reduce it.
Selling a little or a lot? Shopify helps you do your thing, however you cha-ching. Shopify is the global commerce platform that helps you sell at every stage of your business. From the launch your online shop stage, to the first real-life store stage, all the way to the did we just hit a million orders stage. Shopify is here to help you grow. Whether you're selling scented soap or offering outdoor outfits, Shopify helps you sell everywhere. From their all-in-one e-commerce platform to their in-person POS system, wherever and whatever you're selling, Shopify's got you covered. Shopify helps you turn browsers into buyers with the internet's best converting checkout, 15% better on average compared to other leading commerce platforms. And sell more with less effort thanks to Shopify Magic, your AI-powered all-star. Shopify powers 10% of all e-commerce in the U.S. And Shopify is the global force behind Allbirds, Rothy's, and Brooklinen, and millions of other entrepreneurs of every size across 175 countries. Plus, Shopify's award-winning 24/7 help is there to support your success every step of the way. Because businesses that grow, grow with Shopify. Sign up for a $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast now to grow your business, no matter what stage you're in. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Jason Kelce with us here. Jason, let's hit some other aspects of the team. And Jason with us, you know, about an hour or so before the Eagles begin their first practice of this this 2023 season. Jason, Jalen Carter, obviously a phenomenally talented player.
Yeah.
Have you had an opportunity to spend time with him? And to what extent that you have, what have you tried to tell him about being an Eagle and being a pro?
To be honest, I have not. I talked to him a little bit before the draft process. Obviously, we've been in off-season workouts. But, you know, the offense and defense on the field and OTAs was separated. And we didn't really – I have not really even seen him get in a stance. I've seen him do things in the weight room. And I've, in passing, we've talked. But I have not had a, you know, purposeful or really a very in-depth conversation with him at all. But – I'm looking forward to it.
When you say before the draft process, is that in helping the Eagles evaluate who to draft?
No, this was just in passing. I happened to be in the building, got a chance to meet him, yeah. Shook his hand, which right away was taken aback at how strong his hand was. So that's usually a good sign.
You ever shake Adrian Peterson's hand?
You know what? I haven't.
Craziest hand I've ever. It's John. Have you shaken Adrian Peterson's hand?
Yeah, I think. Yeah, it's a little much.
It's. Yeah, I mean,
so
it's
big
too much.
Or is it?
It's just strong.
Yeah.
Strong. He makes you realize.
No.
He wants you to know.
Yeah. He's one of those guys.
Yeah. So he's one of those guys. What did you make of Nick Sirianni with the Kansas City confetti thing as a message to you guys? You know, that story came out yesterday.
Yeah.
That he had shown that image to you guys in the summer. What's your reaction to that?
Yeah, I mean, I think Nick is great with all of these little, all these things he used to motivate the team, teach the team.
Tactics,
yeah. I mean, every single day in the, every single week, we get one of those. You don't know what it's going to be, but it's going to be something. And that one obviously strikes a chord with everybody because of the messaging behind it. But I look forward to him. I mean, he's a really, really good coach in team meetings. Yesterday, I don't even know if I'm allowed to share it, but whatever. I can't get into much trouble. Yeah, I mean, he shared a big story about, Mike Tyson and,
Buster Douglas, Evander Holyfield.
Yeah,
Buster.
Man. Buster. Yeah. And how unprepared Mike was.
He was.
And how overconfident he was. And, you know, a lot of times, sometimes he'll say the meaning behind it, sometimes he doesn't. I think this one didn't really need to be said of, why he might have been showing that, you know. Expectations, everybody thought Mike Tyson was going to be the best in the world for the foreseeable future. Nobody could beat him. And he loses to a guy who lost the following fight to Evander Holyfield in, what, three rounds?
I think it was one round, but yeah.
Oh, yeah.
But point being, he didn't belong in the ring with Tyson. Tyson took him light.
Yeah.
And the message to you guys is do not take this season for granted.
Nothing that we did before matters. We got to still approach it each and every day. We got to earn it, and you got to go out there and work, and you got to go out there and practice. And it's a message to not just the players, to everybody.
Yeah.
And, one of his things that he said in there was the trainer saying that I failed Mike, you know what I mean? And, you know, I think that that's a very powerful message to the coaches as well. And I think Nick is phenomenal. He really is. I mean, we broke it down on, you know, there was a fireman one last year. I don't even remember the story, but fireman like John or something like that. And it was a completely made up story, but it was all just to get a message apart. So, I mean, Nick's great at it. He really is. And all these little things, and he kind of knows what chord to strike in each one. And he puts thought into it, you know, throughout the off season, you know, if something strikes a chord, but, you know, I think I'm going to use that. So he's This is a full year of planning that we're going to get to see a team meeting each and every week that he's been obsessing about since February or whenever, which is cool.
Makes sense. Jason Kelce with us here. Jason, let's do a couple offbeat questions here. And John, let's start with this one to Jason. So, Jason, a few off football topics. A couple final minutes before you got to go hit people for the next 7 months. So, all right, here we go. Let's start with this. You have moved into a really rare category for a Philadelphia athlete. You are, I'll call you People Magazine guy. And what I mean by that is I get People Magazine. I get emails from People Magazine. And this summer, getting the emails from People Magazine about, like, Taylor Swift and Beyonce and, like, Jason Kelce. So what is it like to be that guy in society? Obviously, you and your brother, your parents. What's it like to enter that realm?
I don't know. I try to not think of myself in the People Magazine kind of way. We just decided to do this podcast with Trav and have some fun with it, and it ended up taking off really well. I'm not one for, I guess, the glitz and glam and the Vanity Fair parties that my brother loves going to. I think that it's obviously very beneficial depending on what happens post-career, which is nice to know that there'll be some opportunities. But I think that outside of that, I don't subscribe to People Magazine, so I don't know. Yeah, I don't know how I feel about it, to be honest with you. I think I'm not a big, celebrity-driven person, so it feels a little bit weird, to be honest with you.
It's coming at you, but you're not chasing.
That's
a fair way to put it.
I think that's a good way to put it, yeah.
What did you have for breakfast today?
So normally every day, which I guess, I don't know, first day at camp mixed it up, but normally every day I do 3 eggs over easy, 2 sausage links, breakfast potatoes, and then either a bagel or an English muffin, toasted cream cheese with honey on top, and then a side of blueberries or blackberries.
This is every day. Every day.
Every
this
day,
is
just
the
about.
Breakfast
just ain't
about.
Wheaties. No
Jason
more Wheaties.
Kelce eats this every day.
Yeah.
This is what you do, folks.
Move over Mary Lou Retton or Wheaties. This is Jason Kelce's time now.
Well, I see, there are two. There is the ongoing debate whether you should eat a lot before practice or a little before practice. Obviously, Jason goes with a lot.
Yeah, I firmly believe in loading it up and getting the fuel in there. Me and Landon were different on that in the conditioning test. He didn't eat all morning because he didn't want to have anything in his stomach. I'm like, dude, how are you going to have any energy? But everybody figures it out their own way.
Conditioning test, is it hard for you, easy for you? I mean, you can run like the wind.
Yeah, it's easy. I think especially it's even easier now because the older guys do a condensed portion of it. Oh, if you're above a certain amount. Yeah, it's nice. I'm running with guys who are supposed to make times who are 40 and 50 pounds heavier than me. It's I'm very much in the easy side of that.
Oh,
all right, Jason, Oppenheimer, Indiana Jones, or Barbie? If you got to watch one of those three out right now in theaters, which one are you going to?
If I'm going to a theater, I'd watch Oppenheimer. I think I watch all three of them. But to like go and have like a theater experience and to take all that in, it seems like Oppenheimer is the film more designed for that type of atmosphere.
It's a great movie.
I got one more.
Go for it.
You get to go hit people now. Who's the guy you're most looking forward to swap and paint with?
Yeah, I mean, I all the rookies. I mean, especially Jalen Carter. We're looking forward to seeing what he looks like. I mean, you always look forward to the guys that okay, what does he have? What's he going to feel like when you hit him? And does he have the pop? Does he have really strong hands? I think all these things you're looking forward to seeing.
And one more, Jason. Let's round it back to football. I'm curious. This deep into your career, how often does Nick Sirianni take your temperature about the team and about players? Like, as a for instance, N'Kobe Dean and a whole host of linebackers are going to be competing for a spot. Does Nick talk to you and say, hey, Jason, give me your read? We've got to make some decisions. Give me your read on what's going on out there.
Very rarely will he ask me the read of, like, a player or something like that. I would say that that's not the temperature he's gauging. Usually it's where do you think we're at? How do you think the guys are feeling? And I think he does that one, and we have like a leadership council meeting with a bunch of the older guys and heads of certain of every position group that'll meet. But he'll do little flybys with me throughout practice too sometimes. You know, hey, it's hot and humid, you know, where we – how's it feel out there?
Yeah.
What's happening? But, you know, in terms of specific players, not so much. We've talked about linebackers in general and which guys give me difficult jobs, or which guys, which teams do better jobs than others? Why they do that? Is it, you know, their alignment, their technique, things like that? But not too the personal side of it, I would say.
Jason, we appreciate some extra time today. Goes without saying, but congrats on all your success and absolute best of luck this season. And we hope to see you in February. Let's put it that way.
I hope to see you in February as well.
And by the way, Jason's going to be a weekly guest on the show, so let me put that out there. We're looking forward to that. Thanks, Jason.
All right, thanks, John.
All right, there
thanks,
he is, Jason Kelce, getting ready to hit people for the next 7 months.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.